Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a great day. This is Monday, so most people say case of the Mondays. Some people say Mondays are the worst. I don't know. I feel like every day is a blessing. Even if it's rough, it's a blessing. Let's get started with our names. Remember, you can always contact me with any of the platforms with your prayer request. I have a lot more people telling me what they need prayer for and wanting others to know. In a praise report, Hannah from, I think it was about 3 weeks back, she was having a problem with her marriage. She said her marriage is doing good. It was a person dealing with cancer. Test results came back negative. So praise God for that. But the names today are Marge, Kirk, Howard, Harold, sorry, Esther, Ralph, Sarah, Henry, Barbara, Steve, and Bert. Bert won't prayer over his mental state. Steve won't healing. Barbara won't her marriage to work. Henry said he cannot sleep at night. Sarah's pregnant. She wants healing. She wants her process with her, the journey in the pregnancy to go well. So she wants prayer for her pregnancy. Esther says she has a test on Tuesday. And Marge says she is fearful for her life. Try to email Marge back, but I haven't got an email from her. So I don't know what that, I know what that means, but not entirely. So let's just get started to pray for these people. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your precious love. We thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Father God, we ask as we pray today that you hear our cry. And Father God, we ask you to help us be better people. Forgive us of any sins we've done. Father God, we ask you to help us to apply the word of God that we learned in devotion today, that your love is enduring. Father God, help us to take that and embrace that your love is enduring forever. Father God, we ask you right now, the church march. Have not got an email back from her, but Father God, cover her in your blood. Father God, your word says you do not give us a spirit of fear, but a sound mind. Father God, we have Esther here that says she needs prayer for her test. Father God, we ask you to let everything come back to memories for her test and let her make a good score on it. Father God, we ask you to watch over Sarah. She's pregnant. She wants a healthy baby, and she wants to go through her pregnancy healthy and happy. Father God, watch over Henry at night when he's sleeping. Father God, we speak peace to his mind, peace to his soul as he's sleeping at night. Father God, we ask you to watch over Barbara and her marriage. She said her marriage is a little rocky right now. So Father God, wherever is in her marriage that's causing it to be rocky, we ask you to remove it. Father God, we ask you to fix each person in the marriage and make them see what the other one wants, the other one to see. Father God, watch over Steve. He is looking for healing over his whole entire body. Father God, we ask you to touch his body from top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Father God, remove anything that's in him or on him that is causing him pain. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of torment, the spirit of infirmities right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to watch over Bert for his mental state. Father God, we ask you to cover him in your blood. We ask you to help him to continue to do what he needs to do, Father God. Father God, watch over him during the day. Father God, send your angels of comfort, Father God, right now. Father God, we ask you to send your angel of comfort to each person on the prayer list, each person that's listening to the podcast, Father God. Father God, we ask you to give them joy. We ask you to give them peace, Father God. We ask you to watch over them as they go through whatever they have to go through. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to be with each person that's at work, Father God. We speak peace to the job. We speak peace to the boss that's giving them a hard time, or employees or co-workers that's giving them a hard time, Father God. Father God, we speak peace to that job. Father God, we ask you for raises on everyone's job, Father God. Spiritual, financial increase, financial provision, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you do your will in our lives, Father God, and we will be happy whatever you give us, Father God. But Father God, we ask you to touch our finances, Father God. Touch our mind, Father God. Touch our soul, Father God. Touch every aspect of our life right now in Jesus' name. Father God, you are our maker. You are our God. So Father God, we hand everything over to you in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see another Monday we never seen. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we ask you to continue to cover us in your blood. Father God, we ask you to watch over the president, the government, Father God, and people that are traveling back and forth over the dangerous highways, Father God. Children that are out for spring break, Father God, we ask you to cover them in your blood. Father God, we ask you this in your son, Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get on with our prayer. Once again, I forgot to copy this prayer to somewhere instead of in my text message. Sorry. Heavenly Father, I pray for the gates of heaven to be open over my life. Lord, lighten my candle and lighten my darkness. Lead me safely and I will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm my enemies. Lord, let me dwell in your safety because I am in your arms. I will not be afraid. Lord, I rebuke all the winds and storms of the enemy sent against my life. I rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in my life. Lord, I ask you, please do not allow me to go astray after any idol. God, I ask you to deliver me from the wicked that will oppress me, from my deadly enemies that will surround me. In the name of Jesus, I break all assignment of the enemy against my finances in Jesus' mighty name. Remember to read Proverbs 27 and remember to anoint yourself with oil and ask God for increase of wisdom and knowledge and discerning of spirits. And remember that God's word, God's love is enduring forever. That's a long time. Remember that he loves you and have a blessed day. Thank you.